In its September crop report, USDA estimated a 2019-2020 U.S. cotton crop of 21.86 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 21.15 million bales, and extra long staple, or ELS, production at 717,000 bales. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to take a closer look at the latest report.
So when we look at the report, we see that for the 2019 crop year, USDA lowered U.S. beginning stocks, production, exports, and consumption. So the 2019 production estimate was reduced by about 650,000 bales to 21.9 million. And most of that's due to drier conditions in the Southwest. We've been seeing that in the crop progress report, so it's not really surprising. If that number is realized, this would be the highest level of production since the 2005 marketing year. So even with the lower level projected as compared to last month, we're still going to have a lot of U.S. cotton. USDA did reduce U.S. mill use by 100,000 bales, and they reduced U.S. export for the 2019 crop year from 17 million to 16.5 million bales. And some of that's due to lower U.S. production. Some of it's due to a reduction in the U.S. share of the world cotton trade. Now, if the U.S.-China trade dispute doesn't get resolved for the 2019 crop year, reaching 16.5 million bales in exports could be difficult.
Dr. Campeachy did not see any surprises in this report. However, USDA did do some course correction.
One thing USDA did is they went in and made some historical revisions to U.S. exports, and that was for the 2017 and 2018 crop year. And that's just mostly due to some of the data sources that they use. They started to notice larger discrepancies between those data sources. So for this September report, they actually made some changes and increased U.S. exports for both 2017 and 2018. So when that was done, it actually ended up in slightly lower ending stocks for the 2018 crop year, but it still resulted in higher ending stocks of 7.2 million bales for the 2019 crop year. And that's the highest level of ending stocks that we would have in about 12 years.
And finally, when we zoom out and take a look at the world balance sheet,
we didn't see a lot of changes. And again, most of the changes weren't real surprising. USDA lowered world production by about 700,000 bales. A lot of that was due to the U.S. Some of that was in Australia as well. And that was just offset by some increases in India. One thing that really doesn't help the balance sheet was that USDA lowered the 2019 world consumption number by 1.3 million bales. Most of those reductions were in China, India, and Brazil. So with production being greater than consumption, we end up with a higher level of ending stocks for the world in 2019. But it's important to note, as we look at the estimates as compared to last month, India actually accounts for almost all of that increase in stocks. That was about a 2 million bale increase, and that's due to India's minimum support price and the fact that they have it in place. Indian cotton is just currently not competitive in the world market. So that's one positive for U.S. cotton, because India is a big cotton exporter. So if they're out of the market, that gives more opportunity for U.S. to export to some of their markets.